Gardeners in Maryland know that most trees in our temperate climate don't like having wet feet. And water that's salty, forget about it. Around here, having tree roots submerged in salt water is guaranteed to kill off your landscaping. But far south of the Chesapeake, fringing tropical and subtropical coastlines, there exist floating forests of mangroves whose roots grow in a luxuriant tangle at the ocean's edge, and there they thrive. Botanists call the 50 species of mangroves halophilic or salt-loving. Mangroves have adapted to putting down roots where other plants can't, in areas inundated daily by the tide, in thin, nutrient-poor and low-oxygen soils, and in water that varies from fresh to brackish to salty. Just how much salt can mangroves tolerate? Well, typical seawater has a salinity of 35 parts per thousand, in other words, about 35 grams of salt for every liter of seawater. Some species of mangroves can survive in salinities of more than 90 parts per thousand. To thrive in this salty abundance, these plants need strategies to clear their excess salt. Some species excrete it through glands in their leaves. Others use their roots. Another adaptation of some mangroves is the ability to live in anoxic soil by breathing through pneumatophores, specialized roots that grow up instead of down, rising from the muddy substrate above the water like thick fingers. The weird, knobby roots of mangroves actually make traveling to paradise for a tropical vacation possible for us humans. Tough and woody evergreen mangroves stabilize the soil and prevent many islands from simply washing away. Thank the mangroves, too, for the colorful diversity of fish and invertebrates you see on your next coral reef dive. Many oceanic and coral reef species, including snapper, tarpon, and lobster, spawn in the nursery provided by the mangrove's submerged tangle of roots. A mangrove forest is a rich hub of biodiversity, supporting a unique ecosystem of bacteria, plants, mammals, amphibians, invertebrates, and birds, some found nowhere else. Earth's largest mangrove forest, the Sundarbans of India and Bangladesh, is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, home to at least 250 species of birds, endangered saltwater crocodiles, and even Bengal tigers. In North America, mangrove swamps are found throughout the Gulf Coast, from Florida to Texas. The largest mangrove forest in the United States is in Florida's aptly named 10,000 Islands National Wildlife Refuge. This special place is home to many endangered species, including West Indian manatees, clouds of scarlet ibis, and white pelicans. Although mangrove forests host so-called charismatic megafauna like manatees and tigers, truly, their greatest treasure may be the thick mud of mangrove leaf litter, fertile with bacteria and fungi, that accumulates in the water below the trees. There, detritivores, like crabs and other animals, feed on decaying leaf litter and contribute to a complex food web that begins literally in the mud. Other microfauna encrust the mangrove's submerged roots, including a profusion of filter-feeding mussels and barnacles. Like the Chesapeake's oysters, mangrove barnacles efficiently filter pollutants from the water. These crustaceans and mollusks, in turn, support populations of shrimp and fish that are economically important to Gulf of Mexico fisheries. So the next time you're dining on sustainably caught shrimp, take a moment to thank a mangrove for your meal. To learn more about mangrove forests and the many unique animals that live only there, visit aqua.org/abluview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.